A word for you from Luke chapter 16, verse 15. And he said to them, "You are those who justify themselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." The Lord is speaking on the subject of loyalty, total loyalty to God, and he's brought in the point that you cannot serve two masters, you cannot be loyal to the one, and think you can also be loyal to the other. The Lord says, you will despise the other. He goes straight to the heart of things. He touches the nerve, and indeed, he touched the nerve of the Pharisees. Because he had said, you cannot serve God and mammon, the Pharisees, in the verse before today's text, it says here that the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard these things, and they derided him. You see, already what the Lord had said is coming to pass. He had said that you will despise the other. And because the Pharisees were hypocrites, and they loved mammon, they loved money, and the power it brought, the pleasure it brought, they thought they could please God at the same time. Jesus said, no, you will despise the other. And indeed, they were despising Jesus, who is both the Son of Man and the Son of God. They didn't know it. They didn't understand that they were actually despising and deriding God himself. The point here is that Jesus goes on to say, you are those who justify yourselves. Self-justification will bring utter condemnation. Trying to pretend, putting on an air, trying to appear to be righteous before men instead of being completely open and humble before God and realizing who you are and that you need Him. Without that, you are lost. You see, if you try and justify yourself, you cannot be justified by God. The whole New Testament speaks about that, and the central point is justification. That is what brought about Protestantism, revival, that we need to be justified by God. In other words, declared righteous by Him. And Martin Luther was able to understand by the grace of God that he need not try and justify himself anymore. He needed the justification of God through Jesus Christ. Only when you realize you are condemned and lost and a hypocrite do you realize I need God's righteousness. And then it is that you call out to Him, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and He justifies you.